For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg. Here at the 90th National FFA Convention, I have some special guests with me. They are the creators of the officially licensed FFA fragrance. But before we get into the product, can you first tell me your name and a little bit about yourself?
Hello, my name is Vicky Ferentz. I'm from Nebraska, Ord. I'm a 9th grader.
I'm Josie Ferentz. I'm a senior at Loup City Public Schools in Loup City, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Sadie Ferentz, and I'm from Loup City, Nebraska, and I'm a freshman.
Could you tell me about the officially licensed FFA fragrance?
Yes, we had a fundraiser before for our chapters, and we would sell fruit, and people were really sad that it was going bad too soon, and they weren't able to finish it all. So we brainstormed something that didn't have a shelf life and was non-perishable. And so we came up with the official fragrances. 1969 is the perfume, because that is the year women were admitted into FFA. And National Blue is the cologne, because that's one of the two official FFA colors. And we are selling them for $35. I would say that's a really reasonable price, because they're 3.4 ounce bottles. And we use authentic oils. We worked with a chemist in New York. And also, we have the glass for the bottles shipped from Italy.
What does it take to develop a FFA fragrance?
Okay, so we sent some ideas we had for the perfume and cologne to a chemist in New York, and we kind of narrowed it down to three perfumes and three colognes, and we had a booth at Nebraska State FFA Convention last year, and we let Nebraska FFA members choose the one winner for cologne and one winner for perfume. We have those two scents here today, and we're selling them as a national product because it's officially licensed, and also as a chapter fundraiser because other chapters can use it to make a profit instead of doing something like fruit sales.
What does it take to get official license of the FFA perfume?
It took a lot of paperwork and a lot of time, and it took a dream.
This dream looks like it's a reality today. So tell me about what it's like standing here at National FFA selling your product.
So when we sold our first one, it was like unbelievable. Like, it was so exciting, and there were six of us and we had one dream. I can't believe how it's made an impact already on people.
This is not only a student-made fragrance, it's also locally made in Nebraska. Could you tell me about the manufacturing and how it's made?
It's manufactured and made in Bolas, Nebraska. And we partnered with Murcielago, and that's the only fragrance company in the Midwest. And it's right at home, and so I'm glad we get to stay in Nebraska and really show pride in what we can do.
So here again, I've been standing with the Ord FFA chapter selling the officially licensed FFA perfume. For National FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.